you're in Tulsa, and then do you leave that and begin to host a coaches show? The Dallas Cowboys coaches show. When does that come in?
Okay, that comes in after I leave ABC. Because again, I'm looking for a better fit. I was so glad I had the opportunity with ABC, and it was, you know, once in a lifetime opportunity. But it became just more responsibility than I was able to handle with the responsibilities I felt for with my family, mm-hmm. and they were my priority.
And they certainly understood.
Yes.
ABC.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who replaced you?
Eventually, Julie Moran replaced me, but that was too, I think that was a couple of years later. Mm-hmm. She had been a host of Entertainment Tonight, and Robin Roberts eventually, I think, also was on Wide World that maybe a little bit after that. Mm-hmm. And she had started at ESPN. Next, you're talking about the Jerry Jones Show.
Mm-hmm. How did that come about?
I laugh because Jerry is such a character. That came about because Jimmy Johnson was the coach of the Dallas Cowboys that first year that Jerry owned the team. And Jimmy knew me from Channel 8 because we also produced. He was at OSU at the time, and we produced the Oklahoma State Coaches Show. So he knew me. He called and said, we're looking for somebody to host Jerry Jones Show, and we need somebody like you because Jerry's never done television before, and he's going to need some, I don't know if he said management, but something along that line. And of course, I didn't know Jerry or really know anything about him, but it sounded like a great opportunity. And Troy Aikman had just been drafted as the number one pick, and he was a good friend of mine and my husband's, Patrick, because he had worked for Patrick in Tulsa when Patrick owned the Miller Beer Distributorship.
Oh.
When he was at OU.
Oh.
So we knew Troy and knew Jimmy Johnson, so I said yes to that, and it turned out to be a really fun experience. Jerry was great to work with. He was very humble that year, primarily because they only won one game.
And that was his first year.
And that was his first year. But I'll never forget what he said after they won that one game. He said he had felt like a puppet had just lifted, the puppeteer had just lifted his head because he could walk down the streets of Dallas now and not be so embarrassed.
And he had followed the legendary Tom Landry.
He had followed Tom Landry, and there was a lot of controversy about Jerry buying the team. You know, he was in a very difficult position, made even more difficult by the fact that the team was so unsuccessful that first year. But of course, then they went on to, you know, I know Troy won three Super Bowls, yep. Two with Jimmy Johnson and one with Barry Switzer.
Were you able to coach Jerry Jones? He's been known for saying anything off the top of his head and often getting into trouble. Did you try to say, Jerry, you've got to do this?
I tried, and one of the first things to happen was he was going to be interviewed by Sam Donaldson. I thought, oh no, this is not going to go well because Sam knows, I'm sure, how to get Jerry's goat and will probably do so. And there's just really no telling what Jerry will say. There was a young ABC News reporter, Judd Rose. Rose, he's since passed away. But I ran into Judd, and he said, Becky, you need to talk to Jerry because Sam is really going to try to come after him because he does not like Jerry, or something along that line. Or he really doesn't, I don't know what he didn't like, but didn't like the way Jerry was handling things in Dallas. So I tried to warn Jerry, but I think that might have been when he came out with a couple of his more infamous sayings, like the cheerleaders were the pick of the litter. That might have been that interview.
Say that again?
The cheerleaders were the pick of the litter. Do you remember that saying? Yes. Had I known he was going to say that, I might have warned him that probably wasn't a good idea. I don't think any amount of coaching would have probably kept Jerry from saying some of the things he said because they were the things that came off the top of his head, and they were the things he was used to. To maybe saying in Arkansas, I don't know.
Well, it made it compelling to watch, I guess. You never knew what was going to come out of his mouth.
Yes.
And certainly one of the few owners in the NFL who would be interviewed. Most owners stayed in the background and let their coaches be talking.
He wanted to have his own television show.
And he's still is out there talking to this very day.
He's still out there talking. Yes, I'm not sure much has changed in that regard. And I'm not sure Jerry wants to change. So, you know, they did go on to have tremendous success with Troy. I'm certainly happy for the career that he had. And Jimmy Johnson.
So were you there for Super Bowl victories? Were you doing the show?
No, I was not, because by then we'd moved back to Tulsa and I started my own production company, and I'll get into that because that's kind of the next big phase of my life. We happened to be, this is for diehard Dallas Cowboy fans that will remember, we happened to be in the Bahamas with Troy, and Jimmy Johnson was there. He wasn't with our traveling group, but he was there at the time. And that's when we first heard that Jerry was going to fire Jimmy Johnson. So, and then, you know, along comes Barry Switzer. So that was an interesting, that was a very interesting time to be associated with Dallas Cowboys and to continue today to kind of see how they've evolved.